4 weeks, and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. There's no experience necessary. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Cuando la leona se suelte, no habrá quien se salve. Vayan afilando el cuchillo hasta que sea muy tarde. Que suene la alarma, no duerman y tranquen la puerta. Estado de alerta, reina de la selva.
Antinaturalista, modelo bella como evangelista, una reina Targaryen al trono adicta. Ya yo gané y tú quedaste finalista. En la pichadera me he quedado invicta. Estoy coleccionando portadas de revistas. Lo tengo suplicando, un sé si desista. No pueden bregar con el hecho que exista. Instinto animal, busca conectar. Grito de guerra que se escucha al pasar. Una felina que se vuelve a encelar. Una turbina próxima a despegar. Musa celestial puede asesinar. Es una fiera que está puesta para cazar. Una pantera esperando para atacar. Una matatán esperando para matar.
Ella no vino a jugar. Ella sabe que la tiene. Usa su instinto animal. El miedo no la detiene. Cuando es hora de comer, con su presa se entretiene. Porque le gusta saber que puede hacer lo que quiere.
Reina de la selva. Cuando la leona se suelte, no habrá quien se salve. Vayan afilando el cuchillo.
Cambia el rumbo de la historia como Juana de Arco. Y esos méritos son míos, yo no los comparto. Mamá de las pollitas, depresión postparto. Insoportable, hasta yo misma me harto. La luna llena y a nada le temo. Carpe diem, mamalón, nos vemos. Que voy a la milla, yo no tengo freno. Y si que meterte, sabe que te metemos.
De noche sale a cazar. Escóndanse mientras pueda. Ya no podrán escapar. No habrá deidad que interceda. Mejor echarte a correr. Mejor que el diablo te lleve. Mejor desaparecer antes que la reina llegue.
Reina de la selva. Cuando la leona se suelte, no habrá quien se salve. Vayan afilando el cuchillo antes que sea muy tarde. Que suene la alarma, no duerman y tranquen la puerta. Estado de alerta. Reina de la selva. Terror de los cazadores, la miran y tiemblan.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, unceded, and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Reina de la Selva by Villano Antillano and Pedro Capó, starting us off today on this beautiful day in the studio. I'm DJ D-Rod, co-host of Viva Porú, the Ointment for the Soul, and I'm right here. In front of me. Whoa. such beauty, such talent.
Job done.
I cannot. Such humor. Such everything. DJ Bruja.
Thank you so much. Oh my God.
No, DJ Bruja.
Thank you so much. I love that intro. Welcome, bienvenida, gente linda, to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul, here at CITR 101.9 FM. Another day, another sleigh, another show coming right at you straight from the oven.
Today we are definitely slaying.
Yeah, we are. Yes. And we are so happy to be back in the studio. We have a wonderful episode planned, and we cannot wait to show you and talk about this episode because it is our Orgullo 2.0.
The bilingual. Yeah, the bilingual quality of our show.
Bilingual, look at that. Hashtag bilingual.
Hashtag. Polyglot.
Yeah, it is our Pride, annual Pride special. As you remember, last year we had such a good time making the playlist. It was more of a, like, Pride party vibes, and I feel like this year is more just showcasing and giving the spotlight to queer artists that deserve it so much. Mm-hmm. So we are so happy and so excited to have this brand new episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're gonna be listening to wonderful music, different genres.
And I have a question.
Yes,
why
please.
Is it that Pride is so late in Vancouver? Because usually it happens in June
everywhere
or
else.
July. Yeah. Elsewhere, and then Vancouver's like, hey, we are gonna be here August 6th.
Yes.
I mean, I guess, of course, you know, June's still like Pride Month and there's still events all around, but the Pride parade and celebration and weekend is on August 6th, which I guess is also really good because we have Monday off, like Monday's a holiday. So it's like, heck yeah, like 3 days of, you know, doing whatever you need to do with your life during Pride, which hopefully is, you know, reuniting with your community. Just
yes.
having that great time and, you know, be around glitter.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, glitter. The gays were here.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just having a great time and tipping your local drag queens and drag kings.
Yes, I love that. And to answer your question, Dia Bruja, I'm not entirely sure why Pride is later in Vancouver, but I do know that's the reason why we're doing our Pride Orgullo 2.0 special today. Because we will be there. Sunset Beach Pride Parade.
Yeah, that's Sunday the 6th. We won't be here, people. And we're not even sorry about it.
Because we hope you're celebrating with us.
Yeah, But we did want to give a special episode and special to our queer community and our queer artists and for all of those who listen to us to know that Viva Puru is a safe space for all of y'all. And we love you and we see you and we want to be part of your community always. So we are going to start with, of course, some musiquita. Mm-hmm. Here for Pride and our Orgullo 2.0 special. But we also have a very cool event to let you guys know about. It's going to be this August 5th at the Davie Village, so 1100 Butte Street, from 5 p.m. to midnight. It is by the collective Afroqueer YVR. Mm-hmm. So they're throwing a Pride party. Black Queer Joy. It's going to be performances by DJ Nia, Ace Dillinger, KG Fresh, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale, so make sure you grab yours because it's probably going to be sold out. And we are going to be there, so it's going to be awesome. And I oh my God, I'm so excited.
I love I'm just so excited. We just gave our locations of that weekend to all our listeners.
Please don't be weird. Keep your distance.
Our 7 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
Show up.
Show up. My grandma.
Oh. DJ Bruja's grandma,
so excited.
Please come by.
Huge shout out, please come by.
Yay.
But make sure you support your events, local events, and support your, you know, performers and all of those that are working hard to provide you with a safe space and a cool environment to have fun with your friends. And, you know, if you are not part of the community, make sure you respect and you stand your ground and you know your place, because it sucks to go to these events and then, you know, I don't know, the straights appropriated and it's like, stop.
Yeah, not cool.
Yeah, not cool. Know your place. Know your place. But if you're part of the community, oh my God, we love you. And enjoy. This is your time.
And this is for you. We're going to start.
Should we get started with our first segment?
First segment.
Musiquita.
Yeah.
What are we going to listen to first?
Oh, my God. We're going to listen to Luis Gamarra and Gamay with Encontrándome.
Luis Gamarra. Torres, Bolivia. And I'm so happy.
Shout out, Bolivia.
Yeah. Then we're going to listen to Ganas by Zoe Gotuso from Argentina, from Córdoba.
Mm-hmm.
Such a beautiful song.
I know that sometimes she does like serenatas al aire libre in Córdoba for free.
What?
So if you happen to be listening all the way from Córdoba and you didn't know about Zoe Gotuso and Zoe Gotuso's serenatas, look it up, because
God.
She might be around wanting to
serenade
you.
Is there any like YouTube videos or something we can watch?
Yes, on her Instagram, you can see
amazing.
Some videos, and also YouTube, I believe.
Okay.
But the amount of people that gather, and she has great energy.
That's awesome. Okay, make sure you check it out. And then what are we going to finish this segment with?
We will finish with Palabra Metáfora by the one and only Rebecca Lane.
Viva Guatemala.
Viva Guatemala. Guatemala in the house.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since we played Rebecca Lane.
We should do another episode of Women of Hip Hop, of Latin Hip Hop, because that one was one of my favorites, I should say. Like, it was such a good episode.
Me too.
And I feel like we need to bring it back.
And it's such a major throwback because it's from our first year, I believe, doing Viva Perú.
You're right. Probably within like the first
10 episodes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we'll bring that back. We promise.
Yeah, we promise.
Okay, should we get started with Encontrándome by Luis Gamarra?
¿A quién se le olvidó decirme que en la vida hay que confiar y en las personas creer? Ahora hoy estoy volviendo a aprender a creer en mí y entender que todo tiene un fin, todo va a estar bien. Estoy encontrándome, escuchándome, y tuve que aprender que caer es parte de crecer, que todo está en mi ser, amándome. Es el tuyo, dejo un lado el orgullo, regala el tiempo a ti, luego la gente. Las nubes solo existen en tu mente, volviendo a aprender y entender que todo tiene un fin, todo va a estar bien. Estoy encontrando.
Sentimiento. Tanto dolor trajo esta canción. Suena en el cielo, suena en nuestro corazón. Subo otra, otra. Alto sentimiento. Por eso no me quedo con las ganas. Miremos pelis en la cama. Me das un beso a la mañana. Eso es todo para mí. Ya no me quedo con las ganas. Miremos pelis en la cama. Me das un beso a la mañana. Eso es todo para mí. ¿Qué dirá mi madre? Sos así, sos así. ¿Qué me voy a ir? Siempre me estoy yendo. Y le digo a mi padre: soy así, soy así, soy así. Por eso no me quedo con las ganas. Miremos pelis en la cama. Un beso a la mañana. Eso es todo para mí. Ya no me quedo con las ganas. Miremos pelis en la cama. Me das un beso a la mañana. Eso es todo para mí. Ya no me quedo con las ganas. Miremos pelis en la cama. Me das un beso a la mañana. Eso es todo para mí, ya no me quedo con las ganas. Miremos pelis en la cama. Me das un beso a la mañana. Eso es todo para mí. Ahora que estoy bien, ahora que estoy bien. Ahora que estoy bien. Quiero que sepas que ahora que estoy bien, ahora que estoy bien. Ya lloré, ya me levanté. Ahora que estoy bien. Quiero que sepas que yo estoy con vos, 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 vos.
Por eso con parábolas retrato las situaciones intangibles que son poco dirigibles, argumentos racionales muy normales. Yo más el don de la palabra, tengo el don de la metáfora, por eso con parábolas retrato las sensaciones irascibles que son poco digeribles y verdades por escasas improbables. Como la vez que un pez mirándome a los ojos me aseguró que de los suyos ya quedaba un poco. Las sirenas se reían porque yo las perseguía. Después, ¿quién me dormiría y con su canto soñaría? ¿Quién se atrevería a llevarme a lo profundo? Donde hundo mis redes para pescar augurios, para beberme las lágrimas del mundo y después vomitarlas en canto nauseabundo. Por eso con parábolas retrato las situaciones intangibles que son poco dirigibles, argumentos racionales muy normales. Yo más el don de la palabra, tengo el don de la metáfora. Por eso con parábolas retrato las sensaciones irascibles que son poco digeribles y verdades por escasas improbables. Como la bruja que esconde en sus verrugas la belleza más secreta, como gusano en su oruga, como la fruta que esconde su semilla, como lo podrido que engendra vida.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul here at CITR 101.9 FM. My name is DJ Bruja and I have right here with me DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod with earrings making some noise.
I love them. They are beautiful. Shout out Pacifico.
Pacifico.
Beer.
Beer bottle caps.
So beautiful. That
you.
Was Palabra Metáfora by Rebecca Lane. Viva Guatemala. In
Guatemala,
our Pride special, Orgullo 2.0 special.
Ooh, the sun is shining. There are colorful flags outside of the station. It's a wonderful day.
What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
Bienvenidos, gente, to, yeah, our Orgullo 2.0 special, Pride special here at Viva Porú. And we have some more little things that we want to talk about, as well as some great music. So stick around because you're going to love it.
You're going to love us. And, well, we wanted to talk about big Pride parades in the world because the second biggest one happens in South America, actually.
Yeah, in Sao Paulo.
Ooh!
Which is so cool. So it is the biggest Pride parade in Latin America, and it's the second biggest in the world after New York. Apparently in 2005, they recorded 2 million people, 2.5 million people, which is insane. That is wonderful. Like, such a great number of people, and we need more people to join Pride parades. I wonder how big is the Vancouver parade?
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't
something.
Know.
Maybe
yeah,
we'll,
it's interesting. We'll,
look
we'll come back with this.
Exactly.
With this information.
We will.
But you know what? This year, they're changing the parade, like, direction, which is cool. I think it's going to end near Science World, actually. Because you know how it ended in the West End?
Yes.
Like, near Second Beach?
Near Second Beach.
Yeah, now it's going to end at that, like, big park in, like, near Science World.
Yeah.
Which
I see
is
it from
also
my
cool.
Building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Usually Carnaval del Sol happens there,
like Concord,
right?
Pacific or something
I
like that.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping that it'll be cool.
Look for directions.
Yeah.
I would have gone to Second Beach, you know, just like that.
But yeah, I'm so excited. That's happening Sunday, August 6th here in Vancouver. So make sure you
mark your calendars.
Yeah, mark your calendars, grab some glitter, and head down to the parade to have a great time. And yeah, more events.
More events coming up.
Yeah, around films.
Oh, well, the Vancouver Crew Film Festival celebrating their 35th anniversary from August 10th to the 20th. So coming up, VQFF.
Yeah, perfect.
Make sure you check them out. Check out their program because it's great. Lots of movies. And what a great time to celebrate and watch films.
And have conversations. Stories, which is so always so awesome. And of course, the Vancouver Latin American Film Festival is going to happen after that in September.
September 7th.
And there's a great selection of queer films as well.
Such a great selection.
The Latin American Festival. So that's going to be awesome. Sorry, what dates is it happening?
September 7th to 17th. Beautiful. And the program's coming out sometime this week. So make sure you follow VLAF on Instagram.
Yeah, on social media.
You can check out the queer picks of the year. But it's been, a lot of years now that VLAF has been doing great queer programming.
Yeah.
So make sure to check it out.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so excited. And yeah, there's going to be little events as well around the festival. So stay tuned. We'll let you know. And make sure to stay tuned to our Instagram account because we are going to have surprises. Trademark.
We will. Trademark.
So make sure you stick around because we might have some giveaways.
Who said that? We might be taking calls at some point through the radio.
Yeah.
we may be doing it.
And you know what? Fun fact of the day. We actually just found out that we have a little mailbox here at the station. And we never knew that we had it. So if you ever want to send something cool stickers or a letter.
Now you can.
To CITR. And then we will get it in our little mailbox.
Wow, I cannot. The day that we get our first piece of mail, it's going to be a great day.
It's going to be awesome.
I think we should do a special just about the post. Mail, letters.
That's actually such a great idea.
I love
coming up.
Coming up. Live brainstorming session. Viva Peru.
That's actually so cool. If you ever have any other ideas and you want anything on air, any artists or songs or topics that you want us to, devolve, digest.
Dedications.
Feel free to send us a DM or, shoot us a message. We would love to do that. Especially saludos, for cumpleaños, for graduations, for bautizos.
A love song for someone.
Yeah, dedication. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. Let us know. Our Instagram is @CITR. So make sure you check that out. And then lastly, before we start on our second segment of music, we have some cool Cholita drag information to give you. So if you go on YouTube and you look for Cholita drag Bartolina Sisa XIXA, you'll find this incredible little documentary from AJ Plus Español about this character from Argentina. And I'm going to read you just the little description. Con falda, pestañas postizas y trenzas largas, Maximiliano Mamani quiere hacer arte para desafiar los estereotipos de género y de belleza occidental y para luchar contra la colonialidad presente en América Latina. En fin, danza para movilizarse. And it's so cool. You can see this drag queen that is honoring Bartolina Sisa and honoring Cholitas, indigenous women, especially in, the Andean regions of Argentina, Bolivia, Peru, which I think is so, so beautiful. Their art is amazing. So make sure you check that out because it is awesome. And it's a different kind of drag that I think doesn't get the spotlight as much as other kinds of drag.
Yeah. No, yeah. We encourage you. That is wonderful, DJ Bruja. Thanks for sharing with us this great short documentary. And yeah, we encourage you to look up different queer communities in Latin America or wherever you are in the world, because so many different ones.
So many collectives, so many events, or, you know, things that you can check out and share with people and attend if you want, which I think is cool. We talked last year about Pacha Queer in Ecuador, another like queer collective that holds different events and things like that, which I think is so, so cool. So yeah, make sure you check it out.
And their art. Yes. Oh, wow.
What are we going to listen to on this segment of music?
This is like in our feels segment, which will get started with no other than Omar Apollo.
Oh my god!
Omar Apollo's Evergreen.
Oh my god!
Which we're obsessed with.
What a vibe! what a great vibe! And then we're gonna listen to Muchas Cosas by Natalia Lacunza, which is also such a cute song. And then we're going to finish with Oração by Linda Quebrada, featuring Liniker, Urias. Let me see who else is in the song.
Oh, so many people are
in
the song.
So many cool people. Alice Guel, Jup do Bairro, Dana Lee, which I think is such a great representation of the queer scene in Brazil. And Linda Quebrada is an artist and singer whose work draws from her experience as a trans feminine, non-binary identity unique to Brazil, living in a patriarchal society. So their first album, Pajubá, is an homage to the language spoken between Black and Brown queer people in the country, and it catapulted her career in Brazil and, of course, abroad. And it is a language of resistance, constructed through words and expressions of African origin and used specially by the large parts of the LGBTQ+ community in Brazil. So we're going to have a little bit of that today. But should we get started with Evergreen?
I cannot wait any longer.
This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
Evergreen, he controls me. Was there something wrong with my body? Am I not what you wanted, babe? If I ever tried, I would. Evergreen, he tears me to pieces. Evergreen, doesn't even have to try. She don't know you like me. She could never love you more than me. But sometimes I pray that you'll fall in love. I've cried so much for you, baby. Evergreen, you tear me to pieces. Myself. Had to stop before I break myself. Should've broke it off to thank myself. You didn't deserve it at all.
E a ereção, oração, ora não são um são, benção, sem nação. Mesmo que não nasçam, mas vivem e vivem e vêm. Entre a oração e a ereção, oração, ora não são
um são, benção,
sem nação. Mesmo que não nasçam, mas vivem e vivem e vêm.
Se homens se amam, se unem, se imem, se unem, há quem costumeiramente ama, mente ama também.
A mente ama também.
são, unção, benção, sem nação.
Mesmo que não nasçam, mas vivem e vivem e vêm. Se homens se amam, se humem, se imem, se unem.
Há quem costumeiramente ama, mente ama também.
Queimem as bruxas, mas que amem as bichas, mas que amem.
Que amem, clamem, que amem.
Que amem.
Que amem as travas. Minhas travas também.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. This is Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. My name is DJ D-Rod. I'm here in the studio with the one, the only DJ Bruja. And this is our Viva Orgullo 2.0 special. We just listened to Oração by amazing Brazilian queer artists who are a lot.
Linda Quebrada.
Linda Quebrada, Lineker.
Make sure you check out that project because it is awesome.
It's
is
so
beautiful.
Great. So yeah, beautiful. And this was our In Our Feels segment.
I love it. What a great time to do a, you know, Pride special and Orgullo 2.0 special, because I feel like the world really, really needs it right now. So we are so happy to be sharing some cool events and some cool music with you this special. We have a few more songs coming up, but of course we wanted to give you your cool llama fact of the week, because Viva Porú wouldn't be Viva Porú without our cool llama fact of the week.
No, it wouldn't.
And this one is specially dedicated to my tocaya, Bibi García,
Bibi,
and David. They let us know that in Duncan, in the island, you can rent an Airbnb called Glamping with Llamas. Yes, you heard that right. Glamping with Llamas. Glamping with Llamas.
Glamping.
Yeah.
Glamping.
Yeah, my kind of camping. And apparently it is beautiful. It's a beautiful location and it is a farm. And the farm is, they have around, I think, 4 llamas with some cubs were recently born. And they are so beautiful. Bibi showed me all her pictures on Instagram and I died. So, yeah, make sure you check out Glamping with Llamas if you ever, you know, want to go on a, I don't know,
trip
like
to
a
Duncan.
Trip. Yeah. Hey, to Duncan with friends,
I want to
with
know.
Your partner, with like, yeah, your mom, I don't know, do it, because
do it.
The llamas love to give love apparently, and they give you treats
to give
for you to
llama.
Give to the llamas. Yeah, Yeah.
So you buy their love with treats. I'm okay with that.
Me too.
I'm okay.
That's the way to buy me, actually.
The way into your heart.
Yeah,
the way into your heart. Yeah. The way into the love. That's so great.
Make sure you check it out. We should do it. We should go as a Viva Puru experience. It would be beautiful.
Oh. We've been talking about this field trip for many episodes.
4 years. Don't worry, it'll happen.
It'll happen. When the time is right.
Yeah.
It will happen.
The time will come for you to lip sync.
To lip sync.
For your life.
Richie Roach. And before we jump into our last segment of music, I have right here a small poem. A short poem. It's actually
beautiful.
Big in its wonderful feelings, wonderfulness, by queer poet from Monterrey, Alejandro del Bosque, and it's called Los Nopales. This is how it goes. Desde su asiento, él observa la noche capada de estrellas, copada de ambos. A su lado yo dormito. Él sigue mirando sin saberse mirado. La otra vez viajé solo. El sol se desmayó en la carretera durante varias horas, y en el interior del autobús había frío. El pequeño televisor, casi echado en mí, proyectaba una película fastidiosa. Afuera, algunos nopales parecían viejos, discutiendo con los brazos extendidos, en la espera de asestar un golpe débil. Otros simulaban saludarse entre sí, como preservando las buenas maneras. El trayecto será largo. Él busca otra posición para estar menos incómodo.
That was beautiful.
Alejandro del Bosque.
Alejandro del Bosque, we see you. That was amazing.
We see you. Bus ride with a crush on your side.
With a crush. Oh, my God. Bus crush.
Bus crush. I have them all the time.
Yeah, or train crush.
Shout out to all my public transit crushes.
Crushes. Yeah. And let you be seen again. Come back to my life.
Yes, and to our 2 minute love story.
Love story.
Across SkyTrain platforms.
I love those videos of main character energy. Me portraying main character energy, being the interesting cool girl, reading her book with headphones, doodling.
Drinking, sipping
a nice coffee.
Of course.
Oh, what a great poem. Thank you so much, DJ D-Rod. I loved it.
I'm so glad you loved it.
Yeah.
And it's been an awesome episode. I'm feeling all the love, feeling all the joy that's going to be celebrated in August, but that we've mentioned has to be celebrated all year long.
Exactly.
We're here. We're queer.
We're queer. Oh, how exciting and how beautiful. And I cannot wait for August. Make sure you check out your events, as we told you, and you tip your drag kings and drag queens. And we have a couple more songs before we go. We're going to start with Entre Las Dos by iconic duo Miranda. And, of course, Javiera Mena as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, incredible. Mm-hmm.
And after... It's going to be another duo.
Yeah.
Rusi and Tessaia with Qué Maldición. A wonderful cover to finish our Viva Orgullo 2.0.
Special. Oh, how exciting. So thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. And make sure you check us out, not on the Sunday the 6th, but the following Sunday. We're going to be back with some more Viva Puru. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. This is DJ Bruja saying goodbye.
This is DJ D-Rod saying bonito domingo. And stay tuned for Too Dreamy After Us and more awesome programming here at CITR 101.9 FM. We love you. Happy Pride. Viva Orgullo. And here we go.
Apretújame. Este es el momento. A pesar de él, pronto nos ve. Bro.
porque de a dos es más profundo.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. but the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia.